WUWM is asking people around Wisconsin how the economy is affecting them. Milwaukee area resident and Army veteran George Kalinsis Jr. recently landed a job in a salt packing plant after being unemployed for a year. He had lost his job as a retail manager. He also receives veterans benefits, including alcohol and other drug counseling, or AODA. WUWM's Mayon Silver sat down with him at a local McDonald's.
Can I get a large Diet Coke, please?
Do you feel like you're in a better situation now than you were a year ago?
I mean, not in a better situation. I'm in a situation where I'm keeping afloat, I would say. I applied for 125 jobs in the last 2.5 weeks. And the same time last year when I had applied for jobs, I had applied maybe for 25, 30, and I probably got 10, 15 callbacks out of those 25, 30. Out of the 125 jobs that I applied for this past few weeks, I got 3 responses.
And one of them was the salt packing job.
Yes, ma'am.
So do you feel like when you budget things, you're paying more for various things, whether it's groceries or rent or things like that?
Absolutely. My rent went up from $10.40 last year. It went up to $11.75 this year. That's a big jump in a year. And milk last year at Walmart was like $2.45. It's gone over $3 now.
And what else is your situation? You had told me that you're a veteran. You were in the Army. You get Medicaid services at the VA. You receive a veteran's pension. You have a 70% disability rating. Have you been following what's going on with the VA in terms of mass layoffs or a shift towards privatization? Is that impacting you at all?
Absolutely. There was a lot of counselors that were around before for AODA stuff and for mental health. They have really, really cut back on the AODA and the mental health side of things. I know the program at the DOMS where they go for rehabilitation services, they have cut all the art programs, they have cut all the extracurricular programs, they've really, really stripped it down. And instead of getting 7 to 8 hours of programming where you really, really need it in rehab, they're down to like 3 or 4 hours now. And there are a lot of teachers there that I knew that had left and taken the early retirement package or early tenure package, and some of them were just being forced out.
How do VA benefits affect you in your life? Like, how do they impact you?
I couldn't live without them. I get 70%, which is $1,759. There's no way I could live without that money.
A month?
Yes, ma'am.
And they help pay for your medical treatment, for your AODA counseling, all that kind of stuff too, right?
Yes, ma'am, they do.
Are you worried about your actual benefits as well?
I am worried about our actual benefits as well. They haven't started to cut any of those yet, but seeing as how it used to take a day or two to get an appointment to go and see a counselor or to go and see a therapist, now you're looking at 2 to 3 weeks out. And I think that that's a big, big impact, especially with the vets needing the services that they do.
So you're feeling an impact on your ability to get care?
Yes, ma'am.
Why do you think that is? Do you think it's directly related to the cuts from the federal government?
Absolutely, it's directly effective. They don't have the manpower that they used to anymore, and or the woman power that they used to anymore. There's just not enough people there to handle all the caseloads.
That was George Kalinsis Jr., a veteran and worker from the Milwaukee area. He spoke with WUWM's Mayon Silver as part of our series checking in with people about how they're faring in the current economy. For more interviews in that series, go to WUWM.com.